Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I'm a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates was founded in 1990, and we specialize in both domestic and international adoption. We provide private adoption services throughout all of Michigan, with offices located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and the mid-Michigan Saginaw area. Anywhere in Michigan, you can find a connection to Adoption Associates. Adoption Associates brings knowledge, support, and understanding in adoption. Adoption is not only our specialty, but it truly is our passion. And one of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly podcast to help educate and support adoptive families, birth families, and the adoption community. So we are very thankful for you, our listener, being with us today. And we are continuing. We're in week three of our series of Meet the Staff of Adoption Associates. And today we have with us Barb, who is the agency's director of finance. And we are excited to hear from her. Barb, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning to you. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule to be with us. And I wanted to go ahead and just jump right in and have you talk to us about your role and your work with Adoption Associates.
Sure. Well, as you mentioned, I am the Director of Finance, or more commonly known as the Numbers Cruncher. And that's about where people's eyes start glazing over. It's like, oh. So, really, my work is behind the scenes, and my role is primarily to provide support to our staff and also to our clients in the area of finances.
Okay. So you said it best. I mean, you're about behind the scenes gal, but so much of what you do is so important to the work of adoption when it comes to lots of different areas. And I don't want to jump ahead too much because there are things that are coming to my mind that you might be getting into. So real quick, tell us a little bit more about you on a personal level, Barb. Would you mind sharing just a little bit about who Barb is outside of Adoption Associates?
Sure. Outside of AAI, I am a wife, a mother, and a grandmother. I have two kids, my son who is 28 and a daughter who is 31. And I have an 18-month-old granddaughter and one on the way. So enjoying life with my family.
Awesome.
So,
Yeah. So what drew you to working in the field of adoption, Barb?
Well, I came out of a career in banking. That's where I started. So I've always been drawn to the numbers. You know, that's kind of my thing, which it's not everybody's thing, but it is mine. I kind of like the fact that you know, can run the numbers and you always get a right answer or a wrong answer. You always get to the bottom line. Mm-hmm. So I left banking. Wow, yeah, almost 20 years ago, about 20 years ago now. And I was looking for another career path and just happened to see this job posting and thought, you know, that would be a really, really rewarding field to get involved in. I can still do my numbers, but it's going towards a different purpose. So,
right.
You know, it's one thing to help somebody balance their checkbook, you know, something else to help them grow their family.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so what would you say is your favorite thing about your work and or your role in the adoption process?
I think it's the overall picture of adoption and seeing all the pieces come together. So, you know, working behind the scenes, I get to hear the stories and I get to be involved in an adoption process from start to finish. And there are so many little things that need to fall into place for that adoption to happen.
And, you know, the financial part of it is one of many of the factors that are going to need to fall into place, obviously. And
it
I know
is.
That... You field a lot of questions not just internally from our staff, but from our clients as well about this nonprofit work and how all of this comes together. And we are ever so appreciative of that. But I'm wondering what has surprised you working in this field?
Well, as I mentioned, I've been here for quite a while. It's been 19 years. When I first started here, I think I had very little exposure to adoption. So I had that stereotypical picture in my head of what a birth mom looked like. And that was one of the first things that surprised me, was finding out they're not all the same. They have different stories. They have different walks of life. They have different situations. And, you know, every one of them is just trying to make a good, loving decision.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, it's funny, as soon as I asked you this question about what surprises you, I thought to myself, after 19 years, maybe I shouldn't be asking her what has surprised her, but if there are still things that surprise her. And it sounds like I
there
might know
actually,
that answer.
There actually are. And most recently, and this has, you know, just been in some of the groups that I've recently become involved with, it has, you know, just brought this to my attention that, you know, because I live in the world of adoption, I get outside of my work area and start talking to other people, and I realize how little people know about adoption. You know, I know it inside and out after 20 years. You know, I feel like I do. But, you know, it doesn't really necessarily affect everybody's day-to-day life like it does mine. So when I start talking about my job and what I do and they have all the questions, I get so excited to be able mm-hmm. to tell them, you know, and to help them think about it.
And I think I'm really glad that you mentioned that because, I mean, first of all, that is one of the missions of the agency is to help educate and spread awareness about adoption and our mission as an agency. And it's also why we have this podcast at all to begin with as well as, you know, an educational type tool. But I think it's important to acknowledge as well that this mission and drive that we have to share the beauty of adoption and what adoption can mean for families and children and women, that it doesn't matter what your role is within our organization, whether you be a social worker such as myself or whether you be the director of finance and the behind the scenes person, we still are all impacted by this work and we're all working toward a common goal. And I'm really glad as you're talking,
that's
I'm
so
having
true.
All these thoughts too. So,
yeah.
You know, we mentioned that you've been with Adoption Associates for almost 20 years now. So I'm interested in hearing what you love most about the agency.
Well, coming on board, I was struck by how much the birth mother is treated with respect here. It's, I don't know, it's our mission to support her in her decision-making, and I don't know that that's true at every adoption agency. This is the only one I've worked for, and of course, I love Adoption Associates.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's one of the things that I've heard said and over and over through the years at staff meetings and other trainings that, you know, it's not all about the adoptive family or just the baby or just the birth mom. It's really looking at all those three pieces and doing the absolute best for all three.
Mm. Great point. So. Great point, Barb. And I think that, you know, I imagine if someone had said to you 19 or 20 years ago how impacted you would be by your job. And, you know, some people could say, oh, yeah, you go to work 9 to 5. But the passion that you've developed and what this the work of adoption has come to mean to you on a personal level, could you have even imagined where you would be yourself all these years later?
You know, and probably not. I mean, I grew up with, you know, my sister who is a school teacher and my mom who is a social worker, by the way. And I was always the practical, the non-emotional, the, you know, yeah, just the business person. And
okay.
So to see myself in this role, you know, while I don't work directly with clients a lot, there's still so much
mm-hmm.
in me that just loves the stories and loves the positive outcomes that I see happening through adoption.
So it sounds like you got to get one foot into the social work helping part of things while also being the behind the scenes lady with the numbers too. So this certainly sounds like it's been a great fit for you, this work, Barb.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I so appreciate you coming on the podcast today and being a part of the Meet the Staff series. And we're going to kind of continue this in the coming weeks. We have a lot more staff to interview. So next week, which will be July 3rd, we're going to be talking with Shelley, who's our legal coordinator. And some would say Shelley's a behind-the-scenes kind of lady, too, but she's kind of got her hands in a lot of different pots, too. So that'll be a really exciting show. But thank you so much for today, Barb.
Absolutely. I was very happy to chat with you today and be able to share just a little bit of my passion for adoption. Even though, you know, people don't hear from me very often, I'm not the face of Adoption Associates, but my heart is certainly in it.
Oh, we appreciate that, and we appreciate you for today, too. For listeners that are looking to connect with Adoption Associates, we would love to hear from you at 800-677-2367. You can also connect with Adoption Associates on the web at adoptionassociates.net or visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. I do hope that you have a great day and continue to tune in to listen, learn, and grow in adoption with Adoption Focus. Bye-bye, everyone.